Hi, my name is Alex Barbas, and I've been recording a set of Franciscan meditations for Romanitas Press, and I thought I'd, you know, say a few words from the heart, if you will, about why I think these meditations are something that would be beneficial for Catholics. I started this project of recording these meditations since about December, and I've come away realizing that these meditations are pretty profound because they make one really see how wise the Church is in her liturgy, and it's really been a great honor to record these meditations, and it's really something I hope more people will become aware of. It was taken from this set of meditations that, well, I never heard of them, but they seem really obscure. But the author, this Capuchin priest, Father Bernardine Goebel, he really put a lot of thought into these meditations, and they've been wonderful to read. Each set of meditations has, you know, the same format where he would give a summary of that meditation. Then he would give 2 points. And then for each point, he would give a consideration and then an application for the Christian life. And he's constantly quoting scripture, and he's constantly quoting from the breviary and from the Mass. So it's a complete liturgical feast, if you will. And one thing that struck me in actually going through the 7 volumes, and I've only recorded about 30 meditations so far, is how comprehensive he is. So he basically goes through every day of the liturgical year. So it's an astonishing amount of material. So you can say it's in some ways it's a Franciscan version of Dom Guéranger's liturgical year. I mean, not quite the same. You know, Dom Guéranger had a different focus, but just in how comprehensive he is, it's similar in that regard. And one last point I want to make is these meditations refer to the traditional Roman liturgy, but again, from a Franciscan point of view. But they really show how deep the traditional Roman liturgy is. We can probably tend to forget that and not see the deep meaning behind the traditional Roman liturgy. So I think these meditations could help a Catholic and having a deeper love for the liturgy. And what's good is, you know, in recording these, I mean, you know, it's really practical for, you know, any Catholic really who could listen to it, you know, in the car and at home before they go to sleep. It's I think a worthwhile project, and I've been really happy to help Louis Tafari at Romanitas Press for this. So I'm really hoping more people will be interested in these meditations. And again, I think it's definitely something that'll bear a lot of fruit.